Thank you, ladies. That's beautiful. Our lead ding-a-ling, I mean our lead bell choir director, Sharon May. Oh, delightfully divine ding-a-lings. Oh, okay. I always have to give them a hard time about being the lead ding-a-ling. So. They are awesome, and we appreciate them. If you would turn with me to the book called Malachi, one of the minor prophets. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Malachi in the Old or the New Testament? Old Testament. Now, actually, it is the last book in the Old Testament. So I invite you to take your Bible that you brought or your pew Bible that I hope, anyways, in the pew in front of you. I invite you to get that out and turn. If it's easier for you to find Matthew and then go backwards to Malachi, that's fine. Malachi chapter 3. We'll begin with verse 8. But I have to tell you a little story before while you're finding that. You know, we get tons of emails, and I love them, and I appreciate the fact that you all filter them before you send them to me. But a man called at the church and asked if he could speak to the head hog at the trough. The secretary said, "Who?" The man replied, "I want to speak to the head hog at the trough." Sure now that she had heard correctly, the secretary said, "Sir, if you mean the pastor, you have to treat him with more respect and call him the reverend or the pastor or just Eric, in my case, would be great. But certainly you cannot refer to him as the head hog at the trough." Well, at that point, the man said, "Oh, I see. Well, I have $10,000 that I was thinking about giving to the building fund." And the secretary interrupted him and said, "Hold the line. I think the big pig just walked through the door." Please stand with me if you would. Close your Bible on your finger, raise it above your heads, and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read together Micah chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. "Will anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how are we robbing you? In your tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And thus put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. I will rebuke the locust for you so that it will not destroy the produce of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not be barren, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will count you happy, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Whoop, I'm going to trip over that if I'm not careful. As I like to do, I've created a sermon notes insert. I invite you to take that out and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. Now on the back, as I said in first service, I would really like to find someone who's willing to help me out with this as far as the study guide. This is a fairly time-consuming task for me at least. It may come extremely natural for you, but it's just based on this week's scripture and sermon, and it's just a thought or two for each day of the week that's following. And what I invite all of you to do is to take this home, use this as a little devotional or Bible study for your time spent with God, and also take home that gray insert. By the way, if you're wondering, if you're new and wondering why he keeps talking about the color, I never say the right color of our inserts, and so that's why he's teasing about that. But take that gray insert home with our joys and concerns on it, and I like to say put it by your prayer chair. As you spend some time with God in prayer each day, you also have a little devotion now to use with that.